Oh my gosh, it's 9:07. Holy shnikes. Oh, we should open the channel.
Oh. Okay. I'm opening the channel.
Oh, everybody's in here. They've been in here for...
No one's in here.
Wait, where am I then? Oh, but am I in a direct message from Ray? Yeah, I was confused.
The mad jabroni is
like
in.
Lightning. Yep, no one was in there, including me.
Ian, I scored like 800 points in fantasy this past weekend.
Yeah, you told me that you had a real hot streak finally.
Like, I won by like 60 points. Which means, obviously, that I am going to be, I'll score 25 this week because I have to start your guy, which means he's doomed.
Nuts. Now I have to not use him.
McLaurin has no chance of scoring points this week.
I'm going to have to start someone instead of him. That's going to hurt. Well, that's good. I'm glad you finally won. Are you in last place or?
I don't know. I'm on a hot streak. I've won 2 weeks in a row.
Okay.
I'm on a heater. No, I think Aston is worse than me, so I think I'm okay.
Okay, so that's who you steamrolled, the worst team?
No, I pummeled him 2 weeks ago, and in this last week I beat somebody who actually was like had a very good winning record.
Nice. Take that, someone.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
All right, let's roll.
But
we got
it's 9:09 the PM and I've been up since 5 and I'm tired. All right. Greetings, true believers! Welcome to the 218th installment of the Puzzle Warriors 3. I have been on at least 18 of those. I am the only one. You can call me Craig. We got KS72. We got Sneaky Beat 15. They're Ray. They're Ian. They've been entertaining you for the past couple of weeks. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Craig.
Newman.
Welcome back.
This is the week of the 11/13 to the 11/20 of the 2019s. What do we got going on? Deadpool Daily Lands. Today, Red Battery. Thursday, Green Fist. Friday, Green Rag. Saturday, Yellow Kamala Khan. Sunday, Black Pietro. Monday, Purple Wanda. Tuesday, Blue Vision. Wednesday, Blue Strange. Open the 5-day 4-star crash! That was vicious. On the Titans. On the 9th, we had Marika.
Truth.
That's a slow one because, you know, she doesn't really do much.
It wasn't like that slow for me.
Really?
No. The very first thing I got was a match 5. That gave me more AP than the other guy.
Well,
and
so you kept making criticals, so there you go.
She just made criticals, punched him in the face, made critical, punched him in the face. Huh, look, it's over.
Yeah, I just won via, like, you know, just good old making match damage.
Oh.
Just took a while.
That way's a little slower, yeah.
Ian, how'd that go for you?
So, total success.
Sweet.
I don't remember the details, but I know that it was totally successful.
All right. Coming up number next is Prowler versus something.
I'll help you. Hold on. I'm here. I'm part of the show, and I'm useful. Nope. It doesn't tell me.
Yeah. It's a sweet Iron Maiden graphic.
It really is. What a great tribute band. But, I would definitely see them.
Wow. I have Prowler Champion. That's interesting.
You both do.
Well, I expected Ray to, but...
Right. I did not win this upcoming crash. I don't think I'm getting it done with 2-1-1 level 70. Unless someone posts something that Prowler turns invisible and this is what you need to do.
Doesn't seem likely.
All right.
And then after that, on the 19th, we got Vulture versus apparently Family Guy. That's what the graphic tells me.
I believe it's Peter Parker. I'm not sure which version, but
all right, Ian and I totally rock in the 5-4-4 on Vulture because we know what's up.
Yes, we do. Because we went, well, 5's the most important. Which one of these other two is the correct choice? I don't know. 4-4 is fine.
Yeah, so it is Vulture versus 5-star Peter Parker. So that'll be interesting. He can be nasty.
Well, that is good. Sorry, that was a really good graphic.
All right, moving on. Storyland, the hunt should be wrapping up for everybody. That'll get you 3 centuries and my solitary wolfsbane, I think. Top 50 folks get Star-Lord, and then you get Beast. That's followed up by Infinite Pursuit, Three Beasts, and a Star-Lord. Top folks, get your 2099th Spidey. Shut up your face. And 51-400 is Angel. Gwenpree is going on again. Might get to play it all the way through this time. Because last time it came up is when I forgot my iPad in a different state. And I never got to finish it. So day five will get you a Mordo or a Whoop 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 Fantastic.
But the question right now is, should I try and get a Ragnarok or a three-star Gambit?
I went for Gambit, just for something different.
Okay.
PvP land, it is Best Friends Forever right now. That'll get you a Bullseye and a Nebula. Top folks get Fury and Carol. Then the reality season starts with the Fly Fight Win. That'll get you Carol and Fury. Top folks get Nico and the Hood. Then followed up by the Unholy Outlaw, which get you Hood and Nico, and then top folks are Nightcrawler and Beast. So there you go.
Right on.
All right. Big news this week, kids.
The biggest. The newsiest.
No good news. What's is up? Good news. All right. So Gary the Ganoo. Priorly teased shard feature, which is replacing bonus heroes, has an entire page of information on how this is going to work. So Ray claims to understand it all. So... But from what I understand, when you open things
right, being tokens?
Every time, yes. When you open non-vault tokens, right?
Yes.
You will get a specific number of bonus shards, C-included chart.
Yes.
So for something like a Latest Legends or Classic Legends token will give you 3 5-star shards and 15 4-star shards.
Correct.
You can then use these shards to... level up the color cover of your choice for, you know, those said 4-star or 5-star characters. This also applies to 3-stars for lower level tokens.
Right.
To get a cover for a 3-star, you need 300 said shards. A 4-star is 400 and a 5-star is 500.
Okay.
Which does mean you need to open, the math is like 167 classic and latest legends in order to get, because it's 3 a pop. So you're going to have to open that many in order to get a 5-star cover, which math-wise, it seems a little less than how often you should get a 5-star bonus hero. But considering how often I got a 5-star bonus hero, I'm pretty sure this is going to be more often.
Oh, what do you mean? Compared to the rest of the world, Ray, you got 5-star bonus covers every 5 minutes.
I believe I got 2 since bonus heroes has been a thing.
Yeah, you've got more than 2 on this show.
Bonus 5s? I don't.
Somebody play it back.
I am dubious.
People who listen to this show more than once through.
Right. I think that the fact that
verify my reality.
That you can select which cover you want.
Yeah, that's a good bonus. That's a good feature.
That I feel like that feature will offset the fact that you might get it slightly less often than you got a bonus 5-star. Again, which felt very infrequent, but I don't frequently open tokens.
Right.
I think I've only ever gotten 1 unicorn since the invention of unicorns.
I do like the fact that if you open a heroic 40-pack, you get 485 3-star shards and 168 4-star shards.
Yeah.
Boy, that's the way to really level up your 3 and 4-stars real good there. Yeah.
Which is going to make feeders all the more important. So I don't know if... I mean, we haven't seen many increases in the feeder population, so... hopefully it will continue, but being able to pump up, like, I know who I'm going to favorite in my 3-stars now, or, you know, not favorite, but use my shards on, because it's going to be the ones that feed the 4-stars to feed the 5-stars.
Sure, that makes sense. I won't play it that smart, but that totally makes sense.
I believe that wholeheartedly, yes.
The other big thing to talk about is coming with this feature is also a big UI redesign here.
Ooh.
Yeah.
The character info screen is getting all kinds of overhaul. You can see what supports are on the character, which I'm super stoked about. You can, you know, look at your powers, look at the damage that the colors do on matches. I think you get to, it, you know, it shows you which rarity they are, right? Up in a, that's what the 3-star, 4-star, 5-star little thing is. I don't know. What do you call that? Icon? I don't know. In any case, it's big changes.
Yeah. So there was a message, thanks to Samurai, there was a message from Ice9 on the forums that there was a question, does this mean that feeders are dead and we will not get any more? No, and not dead. Champion rewards updates are not coming with this launch, but the shard system impacts them, which is why the feeders have kind of halted for the moment.
Hmm.
So the feeders that do exist are probably going to really be exploited more with the shard system.
All right, that's good to know.
Yeah.
Right. After the show, can you explain how to exploit that again, Ray?
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks.
Shards available in your daily shards offer section of the resource store, so you can buy them that way. That'll be refreshed on a timer and available for hero points. Let's see what else you got. The shard stores, interestingly enough, are unique for each player, so what you're getting offered will not be the same as anyone else's. They're also updating other places in game to get shards, like event rewards, shield clearance levels, champion rewards, and more. So there will be other ways to get yourself some shards besides just opening up some packs. None of that is quite finalized yet, but stay tuned. The shard shop will update twice a day, 5 a.m. and 5 p.m., so boy, you can spend all your hero points. Each slot will be purchasable 20 times each reset at slightly increasing cost per reset. Hmm, lots of ways to buy stuff.
Yeah.
We should place this link to this whole article in the notes somewhere or something for everyone to check this out.
Yeah, it'll be on the website.
But it's look for the RR191 update on the D3 forums. It's got all the info you will need right there. Good stuff. Kind of excited to see how that works out. You know, I don't have that in there, didn't I? Shoot.
I don't know what you're referring to.
Oh, hey, didn't what the, and oh.
What? Was that, yeah?
I don't know. You said on the note, you said just one thing we will not be able to explain, and I don't know what you're referring to.
I don't know. I meant this whole shard thing. Okay. Another thing coming up on the, I didn't mention this, on the 21st is a new shield training for a new mystery character.
Ooh.
So it's a new 4-star coming out. I don't know that there's a clue about what it is.
We don't have a clue. That's nothing new.
I don't know if it's another new mutant to go with Rain or what the dealio is.
Without a clue, I'm powerless.
Yeah.
But I would have had no guesses if I had a clue, but...
Well, we had guesses. I just thought it wrong. We got one right, I think, once. Maybe. Although, speaking of which, I've started rewatching the 90s X-Men cartoon now that Disney Plus is live.
Sure, I thought about it.
Man, it's great.
Oh,
again.
Yeah, I saw that. They had that and Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends.
I have them both in my watch list.
Yeah.
As well as the Silver Surfer cartoon.
Yeah, I can't wait to...
And The Mandalorian was pretty good.
Yeah, I'll probably watch that after this show.
I agree with that statement completely. It was pretty good.
It only had two things that made me sad.
Is any of them a spoiler?
Yeah, well, slightly.
Okay.
Well, I mean, nothing plot spoilery, but... Again, you going back as my hatred of poop jokes in Star Wars. I don't want any more poop jokes in Star Wars.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. It wasn't as bad as the original, you know, the first three.
Ugh. The other thing's only a minor hatred thing, and we can talk about it next week.
Okay.
Sounds good.
We'll give people a week to...
Yeah, go watch The Mandalorian. It's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, DuckTales, too. I also have that in my watch list.
I will get to it. I just logged in before the show. Please. Stop the insanity.
Life is like a hurricane in Duckburg. All right, let's head over to the superhero showdown.
It's Duck Blur. Oh, no, not the showdown. They're all too powerful. Ray, I don't even know which one. I'm ready for both.
Oh, you know, that's a good point. I have no idea either. I don't know. We'll have to out there, I don't know, flip a coin?
Sure. Craig, who's who?
Well, last week we had Janet versus Kitty.
Oh, yeah.
Who
Let's
won?
Let's resolve that first.
So, a couple comments. First comment, this is how things play out. At the bell, Kitty Pryde goes full phase, Wasp shrinks down, and flies up so that Kitty would have to look directly into the sun to find her. With Kitty losing sight of Wasp, Wasp then flies directly into Kitty's body, waiting for Kitty to stop phasing. Kitty hears the humming of the Wasp, but doesn't know where she is. All she knows is she has to become solid to get Wasp to show herself. Kitty phases solid, but Wasp is now in her heart. Wasp then doubles her size and frags Kitty, telefrags her. Wasp
that
wins
work.
Fatality.
That there's no chance that can work.
Yeah, I know.
When Kitty's phased, she roaches all electronic equipment.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
Wasp would fly into Kitty and immediately short-circuit her entire armor and fall to the ground useless.
I completely agree with that, and I think telefragging is attempted way too much, but...
No. Continue.
Yeah. So, in any case, that was the first comment. Next comment from Dax the Wonder. Wasp shrinks to the molecular level in an attempt to zap her phased form. As she gets close... A phased kitty unphases a hand and hits Wasp. Wasp's suit is damaged, however, Kitty is shocked in the process and phases into the earth and gets stuck. Wasp, unable to control her suit, has issues with the fight but thinks she has won due to Kitty's no longer being visible in the battlefield and being trapped in the earth. Kitty awakes underground, phases out of the earth, and drags the helpless Wasp underground only to allow her head to be visible through the rectangle. 8 out of 10, Kitty. I'm not sure I followed that story.
Is it? Do you remember that? Is it the where she just leaves her head out in the sand at the beach? So yeah. As the high tide comes in, it. No. So is it? Yeah. Is that Dax the Wonder, like DAX?
Yes, that is correct.
Is this the it's one not... person on the planet that I know whose name is Dax?
I don't have any idea. I have no way to confirm that.
Dax okay. the Wonder. If there is any chance that you are our Dax, let us know. If you're any other Dax, then Craig was now aware of 3 Daxes on the planet.
3 Daxes.
Kristen Bell's husband's name is Dax.
Oh, okay.
Dax Shepard.
I did not know that.
I feel like that's something you should have heard in your travels.
Probably.
I very well could have, but it just didn't.
He's a pretty funny guy.
Yep, he is.
What's he in?
He is in, he had a movie, he had a stretch of movies back in the early 2000s. He made his own version of Chips. He got his start on Punk'd. He was Kuchar's sidekick on Punk'd when punking people. He did some movie where he was stuck in the woods with, let's say, Seth Green and...
The best role was Idiocracy, I'm
creepy
sorry.
Creepy dude. He was in Idiocracy.
That's a good movie.
Go away, Baton.
Baton? It's that guy? He's the yeah. Baton guy?
Yes.
Awesome.
He's the lawyer.
Oh, good for him.
Do I need to censor out this entire bit? I don't know.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think that's technically G-rated.
All right. Well, there you go. I'm a fan. I'm a fan then.
Okay. So to finish it out, summary, Kitty wins.
All right.
Everybody believes Kitty wins. Even though Alloy Ford just pointed out she can't breathe while she's phased, so she can only remain phased for so long. So
there was a time where Kitty was phased for like 6 straight months.
I thought it was a longer time than that, but maybe when at first she couldn't breathe when she was phased.
Yeah, she was trapped in her phased form for a long time at one point. All right, this week in the Tridecagon, we have Norrin Rad, the Silver Surfer, versus that fool Richards. Who wins?
I don't know. Who's who?
I don't know. All right, apparently, Ian, you get Silver Surfer. Grinch is declared.
Great. Thanks, Grinch.
I wonder who Grinch is going to vote for.
Big surprise.
Let me talk about the...
chest hair?
Most
crazy cool medallions? No,
none of those things, but we could. Perhaps let me talk about the most powerful Herald of Galactus, the wielder of the power cosmic, the Silver Surfer, otherwise known as Norrin Rad. Go ahead.
If you're talking about Silver Surfer, you can't talk about chest hair. Just
no, not at all.
that is true. He is completely smooth. Yeah.
Maybe crazy cool medallions.
He could wear a crazy cool medallion.
Yeah. My goodness. I feel like I don't even I have so much power I don't know where to start.
while you're standing there confused, I use my mental capacity to make something that contains you.
You are the smartest man alive. But I feel like unless I don't know what the rules of the what's the shape? The Tridecagon are. I feel like unless you're coming in with equipment or super well prepared, I will just.
I don't know. I'm really stretchy.
I'm thinking, cosmic, dude. Yeah, I'm thinking unless he's got like the ultimate nullifier in his back pocket, Reed's in trouble here.
Yeah, I'm immortal. I've got the power cosmic. I've got unlimited energy absorption manipulation. Oh my goodness! I was the first 5-star in this game.
Ooh, possibly.
Yeah, that's got to count for something.
Yeah, Donkey Teeth agrees.
I think I still have like 1 cover form still to this game.
So, I don't know. I'll pass it over to the smartest man alive. I've got so much goodness going on. I mean, just by sheer virtue of needing someone to go up against Dormammu later.
Isn't that Ozymandias?
I think I should win. What?
Ozymandias was the smartest man on the earth.
That's a different universe.
Yeah.
That's very the one. Wrong. That's the one property that Disney doesn't own currently.
Give it time.
Oh, I will. No problems.
So, yeah, I am like really, really smart and really stretchy. So if I'm going to be going into a fight, why wouldn't I put the ultimate nullifier in my back pocket?
Yeah, I mean, you think you're going to carry that with you.
Right.
But what happens if there's a metal detector entering into the Tridecagon and it goes off and the referee then frisks you
then
and takes it away?
Then the Silver Samurai is screwed.
Well,
yeah, but
don't
the Silver
care about
Surfer is fine.
But the Silver Surfer is made out of some cosmic metal that doesn't set off metal detectors.
That's true.
No, I mean the Silver Samurai. We let him in with a sword. You're not going to let me in.
You know, this is a class up. This is, you know, a little bit more.
I guess, I mean, I do have the power cosmic, in case you've forgotten.
That is very, very true. However, your mental capacity is not that great. Like, he's...
No, I mean...
Reasonably
I was
smart,
I was a scientist
but...
and a prisoner. Yes, I'm not a dum-dum.
Right.
But, I mean, you are a super genius. You and
Wile E.
Coyote.
Is it Wile E. Coyote? Yeah.
Yes. I feel like this Wile E. Coyote is going to be overcome by the Silver Roadrunner. I don't know. I'm sure someone has an elaborate story as to how
actually
Reed can win this.
Alloy Ford just posted something. Reed calls Dr. Doom. Victor, can I borrow your device to drain the Surfer's power? No! And he slams his cell phone down.
You fool, Richards!
Well, maybe he will. Maybe they'll see each other in later rounds. But right now, I'm banking on the power cosmic.
Yeah, I just don't see how the Surfer loses here. It's just Reed Richards.
Mean, again, well prepared. I think Reed stands a chance.
Right.
They've always fought on the same side, as far as I know.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I suppose if he shows up while Reed's in his lab in the Baxter Building.
Yeah.
You know, he's got some stuff to pull out. But if he's just walking down the street and then they just happen to both wander into the Tridecagon, Reed's in trouble.
They happen to both wander in.
Right. The Tridecagon. They just got lost. They both took a wrong turn. That was very confusing. All right. Well, that's all I got for this, Ray. Do you have any last thoughts?
No, stretchy. That's I don't know.
Very dense, very durable, very smart, very stretchy.
Oh, my brother says that Reed has beat him before back in the 70s. So
yeah. I don't doubt it. Was it a one-on-one? Or did he have his friends?
I don't know.
I'm going
off what he said. So
punch him with rocks. Well, the only thing that matters are the votes.
Right.
So
everyone vote.
Who wins? All right. Anything in local news? I'm in less pain this week. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, a couple people did ask how you were doing.
Yeah. Don't break molars while you're on vacation. That's not a good plan.
No, that sounds like it both ruins your face and your vacation.
It was not great there at the end. But before that, BlizzCon was a good time. Saw a lot of my good friend Mike.
Cool. Did you run into Alpha?
No, I don't think he was there.
Oh. I thought you guys got tickets together.
No, I remember that all fell apart because my ticket thing timed out and then I never got tickets and then...
I did not remember the details.
Okay.
But now that you've brought me up to speed, how's your good friend Mike?
Good time. So remind me to give you his phone number.
Great. That's so kind.
So yeah, that was going on. We had dinner like four nights in a row. It was crazy. We had some beer. We had some good times. Here's the good friends. Tonight is kind of special.
On
and he made me buy way more Blizzard stuff than I wanted to. And I had to ask his wife to ship my stuff back. And she hasn't done it yet.
Of course not. It'll get there as soon as those Girl Scout cookies she's sending you gets there.
I know. But one of the things in that package is a winter coat that I bought at BlizzCon that I'd really like to have. Because it's really freaking cold out here.
It really is.
Again. You will get that alongside the imaginary Girl Scout cookies that she's sending you 3 years ago.
I did get them once. I think it was, probably 6 months after I ordered them, but...
I forget where I was, what I was doing, or why, but a couple weeks ago, my family and I ended up at that... I don't want to call it necessarily a restaurant, and I don't necessarily want to call it a movie theater, but it's where Mike and you and I saw the original... By the original, I mean the first Transformers movie. Out in the Poconos?
Yep, uh-huh. I don't know what it's called, but yeah, yep.
Yep, we had played some mini golf, ate some dinner there, got some malt afterwards.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it totally holds up. We did not see a movie, but everything else, I was back there and I was like, I wonder how Craig's doing. I haven't been here in like 15 years.
Yeah, that place was cool. I liked it. It was nice.
Yep.
The movie was not all that nice, but you know, the time was nice.
Yeah, no, the theater did not provide a great movie seeing experience other than seeing Transformers with friends.
Yeah. Very cool. All right, Willie, what you got in the mailbag?
Not a whole lot this week, actually. I mean, other than the comments, a ton of comments about the showdown, so that was good.
Hey, well, I want to bring up local news. Hot and heavy race to who wants to be mayor in State College.
Oh.
Oh, really?
We got 13 people applied to be mayor.
Didn't voting already happen?
Oh, so, no. So what happened is the current mayor, who's in the middle of a term, got elected as a justice. So he is abdicating his spot as mayor to go be a district justice.
Oh.
So the council, borough council, has to appoint a new mayor for the next couple of years.
Oh.
And so there's been all kind of meetings and all kind of jibba-jabba about what criteria they're going to use to select the interim mayor and so on and so on. They had a bunch of people apply to be mayor, some of whom don't even live in State College, so they're, you know, not eligible to be mayor. We had two people who don't live in town that thought they could be mayor. And one guy who's not a registered voter, which also makes him not eligible.
Really pulling for Craze Drifter.
But yeah, 13 people trying to be mayor, so we'll see what it works out.
Oh, is one of them
out.
My dad?
No, one of them is not your dad.
Okay. Better for State College, worse for the world.
On the list of people who I would not vote for.
he would have to give up his job if you wanted to be mayor.
Right.
Okay.
I like your dad, Willie, but not as a mayor.
Back in the mailbag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First, Wyme Time, one of the people who said, I hope Craig feels better soon. His tooth ailment sounds painful.
It was not good. Not great. I got a big hole in my head still. It's not closed up yet.
Yeah. Perundiak commented on the Mockingbird Chavez meh hawk. It says, is great against 4-star teams, but I skip 5-star teams that have mounds of hit points. Yeah, I can definitely see that. I don't think it would hold up. He also said in his local news, State Fair set up here, and I went yesterday, had a blast. We don't have any real crazy fruit options here, so I ended up getting a burrito that was a foot long and packed solid meat and stuff. All right. He says, I almost got fried bubblegum, but my brain just wouldn't commit to that weirdness. Fried bubblegum? Bubblegum is not a food?
I'm trying it.
But why? Like, I have to spit it out. Like, I can't. So I just bite through the crunchy coating and then chew it a bit and
then enjoy it. Yeah, it's like a Charms Blow Pop, except gross.
I love Charms Blow Pops. They're delicious.
Right.
Huh.
I don't know. That is very weird, so I can understand the skip. That's pretty much it. We did get another comment from Black Sheep, but it's title ideas for tonight's show. Shard Day's Night. Breaking up is shard to do.
Wait, I think we should sing all of these.
It's Die Shard with a Vengeance. Sharder, Better, Faster, Stronger. Shard Knock Life.
It's Shard Knock Life.
How about Too Shard to Handle?
That is a lot of good suggestions.
Of course, how about I sharded?
Well, yeah. We did get that earlier. That was in Discord.
Oh! Yeah,
that one really writes itself.
Unfortunately, I didn't copy who it was that said that. So whoever said it speaks up, but... So, yeah, we'll have to figure out which one of those we're going to run with. But, yeah, that's it. Like I said, it was all about the showdown, so.
Good job in Discord, Grinch McScrooge, with that question for Craig, because my wife asked me the same question, and my answer is the same as it always is. Why would I ask my friend a personal question? I have no idea. But now I have information to take to her, and she'll appreciate that.
The question was, is he getting an implant?
Yeah. Could I try and go without?
Was it your chewing side?
No. No, actually, it wasn't. That's the worst part.
That's the best part.
I suppose,
for the future of your chewing.
Well, yeah, but not that I broke it. Like, somehow I broke the non-chewing side tooth. It was really bizarre.
It's because it's never been used, and it felt lonely.
It got all feeble. It atrophied. Your non-chewing teeth atrophied and fell out.
All right, and once again, I am Hans.
And I am Franz.
I almost forgot how we did this segment. I'm like, this week's boosting characters. And I'm like, wait, that's not how I start this. And we just want to pump
you up.
That was amazingly good clap for as messed up as the beginning was.
Yeah, we got right back into that easy. Let's talk about, this is streamlined. I always enjoy a good infographic, but this one, I don't know, something about it jumping out at me. It looks awesome. Let's talk about Beast. He's boosted. He's got a cheap blue, which you need to get the full effect out of his green. So, yeah, you throw that out for 6, and then his green does a lot of extra damage now that he's boosted. You'll also get a lot of extra healing out of his yellow. His okayness has gone up to okay plus. Doctor Strange, I don't know any other 3-stars who have the longevity of Strange, you know, as far as usability in later stages of the game. He's always useful in PvE, at least in the first couple rounds to burn through goons. He'll be burning through goons at twice the rate he was before. Oh, no! 2 of the 3 are boosted, Luke Cage and Scarlet Witch.
Oh, baby.
Oh, my goodness. His uppercuts are knocking people out. His
click, click,
jab,
boom,
jab, cross, stunning people, knocking them out. If you actually use her, I don't remember what her purple's called, but it does
reality
damage.
Reality crush.
Yeah, she crushes everybody and then stuns someone for a month and a half. And Thor's, but what a good bunch of 3-stars. Good old Thor, he fuels himself and he does damage to everybody along the way. And he'll do a lot more now that he's boosted. Good times for people in the 3-star world. Let's see if they're equally good times for the people in the 4-star world. Black Cat. She is unfamiliar to me, but I've heard from exceptionally reliable sources that all 3 of her abilities seem to do at least a little bit of damage, and they'll all do a little bit more. Oh my goodness, Carol's boosted. That Captain Marvel is when after... So she'll put out huge strike tiles that are boosted, and then when the countdown tile finally counts down, she'll do incredulous amounts of damage. So good for her. Oh, and if you get lucky, her green will do boosted AoE damage to the entire team and give you AP. Man, what a great character.
What a great audience.
Bucky Barnes is boosted. And,
what's that? Graphic, sorry.
So do I. I love Bucky O'Hare. He goes nowhere where ordinary rabbit would dare.
That's true.
I had no idea what that was. I'm glad you got it.
Oh, yeah. It was a short-lived but entertaining cartoon. I think I have a couple Bucky O'Hare action figures.
Yeah, he had a video game, too, right?
Yeah, for Nintendo.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure I downloaded it for my NES Classic. I'm going to go play that after the show if I don't watch The Mandalorian first. He's got some roundabout ways of doing damage and the skosh of damage that you get from his purple, which is mostly for AP control. You can enjoy that a little bit more. But yeah, if you get his detonator to go off or his moving target to explode, he's okay. Oh, good old Hulkbuster. Iron Man. Man, his black puts out... Oh, the strike tiles that come along with the black that fuels his red to do a ton of damage by spending as much red as you have to do damage. Those would be some boosted there. And you get a couple shields out of his blue, which also cranks more red into his red potentially, so he can do a ton of damage.
Can you explain that graphic to me?
That is from Super Smash Brothers, some variety. That's Captain Falcon, and he's doing the Falcon Punch! That's his, it's to reflect the repulsor punch.
Mm-hmm.
Play more video games, dude. It'll help you out in the long run. And, lastly, and certainly lastly, is good old, Spider-Woman. She usually dodges stuff. She still does. That won't help. If you use the good half of Love and Fear, the trap tiles will deal extra damage. And she does a little damage with her red as well, but it's so expensive, you will never get it off. So, yeah, that's some good boosted stuff. This week's Samurai says, Carol! So, that's good advice.
It really is.
Yeah.
If you're a 3-star land, break out your fist.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, throw a fist in there.
Get him in there with Wanda and Cage.
Yeah, both boosted. Enjoy Doctor Strange. If you like a really simple, straightforward character, Hulkbuster, still boosted from when I mentioned earlier. I bring him, and he's almost always boosted when we do the boss fight team events.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's always there. And I always throw him on my team because if things go sideways, I can always just repulsor punch the bad guy and at least get some credit, as long as it's not freaking Apocalypse. Man, that guy just chafes me.
He should.
Like everybody else, I'm like, oh, no, Galactus is going to eat me. Okay, repulsor punch. All right, that gives me some credit towards getting the token at the end. Thanks, Hulkbuster. So, that's who's boosted. Listen to me now and believe me later. Thanks, as always, to our non-BlizzCon going sponsor, Mystify. Actually, I hope you were there and you just didn't run into Craig.
Yeah.
Mystify.
Let's move over to a team up time.
Featuring Ray. Synergy segment.
All right. So this week, the team up time is going to feature. So it's an odd grouping, a grouping I've never tried. But listener comment says that someone suggested using 4-star Sam Wilson team. So here's another one. If you're still in 3-star land, but you managed to get Wilson as your team, he is useful in a group called Turbo Super Whales. At least that's what he calls it. So you put him, so you get Sam Wilson at a 5-3-5. You do Deadpool at whatever 5. And you want to keep him healthy, but you keep a 3-star Scarlet Witch as your third at a 3-5-5. So whenever you match blue, it speeds up Switch's countdown to generate purple. So you're going to get purple much faster. And otherwise, you've got a 4-star in there. He should tank most of the damage for multiple colors and team-ups. So until you can get the 14 purple that you need to fire off the whales. And as he says, unleash the Kraken. It's not a super creative team, but it's basically throw the guy you don't care about in front to suck up damage. Use Switch to get purple and use purple to dump whales on your enemy. So it's like a secret bomb kind of attack, right?
I think so. The Mad Bomber, what bombs at midnight?
Yeah. Hey, it's an easy team. Wow, how'd they get purple? Oh, I lost. What?
Yeah.
So in any case, there you go. That's the
what's it called again?
Synergy segment?
Nope. What's the team called?
Oh, the team is called Turbo Super Whales.
There you go. Turbo Super Whales. Team up time featuring Ray. Brought to you by.
Doesn't that sound like an attack from like a Japanese show that was translated into English? What? Oh, I will attack you with Turbo Super Whales.
Thanks, Unify.
Unify. Wow. All right, let's open some tokens. We are really flying through here.
We are. Gritch is right. That attack would definitely take 3 episodes to land.
That's true. Every time we go to commercial break, it'd just be like the screen flying by behind the character's head. He's like, oh, yeah! It'd be like, it would be changing colors behind them. I'm going to poke Chuck in the throat.
All right.
It's a 4-star. Bamf! That gets my Kurt up to 301.
All right. Not a useful level, but all right. So I have to say that I'm doing this under protest.
Yeah, me too. I could save this and get some shards out of it.
Yeah, I know. But I'm doing it. And I'm, okay, I'm less protesty now. I got a purple.
Nice.
He's going to get a bonus one, too.
I hope. Signal boost, Professor X.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I have no idea what that's going to do. That gives me the first of his blue powers. So I now have Chuck at a 1-2-1.
Nice.
All 3 colors. That's nice.
All right. I will go for a dynamic throat poke. Whoa. Oh, if this is what I think, that was weird. So, sorry, my graphics got all wonky, like I throat poked him, and then it gave me just a quick flash of a purple Drax the Destroyer cover, but now I'm back to the flashing yellow screen, so if I open this and it's, I don't know, we'll see. Oh, it's a red Drax. So I saw that, but that was weird and glitchy. There's something going wrong with this. I got to get out of Steam. But that takes my Drax to a 2-2-3.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Sorry, I don't get Drax covers often, and I don't pursue them.
Well, no, he's been out for a while, so it shouldn't surprise me that, you know, you're not getting them, or you don't have them.
Right, right. I'm still moving in the right direction. I got all sorts of champed 4-stars these days. Most recently being Vulture and Hulk. Mm. That made me happy.
Oh, yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks to this guy.
This guy. What up?
Ian, I don't know. I haven't been on the show for a couple weeks. I'm assuming there are 9 more wrestling podcasts on the network, right?
There are lots of, I assume so too. I mean, I know so because I always check out the soon-to-be-named network, the podcast network that we have, of which we are a member. It's available at soon-to-be-named-network.com. You can check out shows like this, or perhaps The Profane Argument, or perhaps Longbox Heroes, or, as Craig mentioned, one of 100 different wrestling, professional wrestling themed podcasts. I don't want to throw you guys a twist and you get in there and be like, where's my NCAA wrestling podcast that he promised? It's not there.
Hey, we should cover that here. We are in State College, home of the multi-time defending, you know, NCAA wrestling champion Penn State Nittany Lions.
I'm not in State College. That's on you, buddy.
Yeah. There you go.
Soon to be named network, soon-to-be-named-network.com.
.com/Lamborghini.
You're listening to the soon-to-be-named network, the Lamborghini of podcast networks.
Dumb Lamborghini thing. Ian, real quick before we go away here.
Word.
What'd you think of that second Masked Singer reveal?
Let me think back. Was it the... Wait.
We talked about the first one.
Yep. But the second... weren't they both obvious?
The second one was
I thought we called Raven for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. She was indeed. They were like, is that Raven? And she's like, yeah, it's me. Sorry.
Except for the dude who has a show with Raven, who's like, no, it's not Raven. I talked to her every single day. She has never one time mentioned owning a house in this place. It's not possible. And you're like, oh, it's Raven.
Yeah, yeah, that was pretty good.
It was that so Raven. Raven, yep. Simone? Is that her name?
Yes, Raven Simone.
Yeah. She sung pretty well.
Yeah, she was fine.
Yeah.
Everybody else was just a little bit better. I can't believe that Dennis Rodman has a voice like that. I just can't accept that.
It's gotta be Dennis Rodman,
the
right?
The clue package is very Dennis forward, but goodness, that's it's.
I also can't possibly imagine that his voice can sound like that because right. He sounds pretty good.
I'm willing to put money on this, having never heard it. I really don't think he can sing.
Yeah, you. I would.
I'm still down with your other guess, but their clues keep telling me over and over and over again that it's Dennis Rodman.
Yeah, really.
He was eating gummy worms this past week.
Yeah,
I'm like, it's the worm. Like, yeah. it's Dennis freaking Rodman.
Right. It's very.
I mean, if it is him, good for him. Because man, that dude's got hidden talent there.
Right.
Like, I'm really surprised how well he's been singing. Good for him. I'm assuming Johnny Football is going to get out of this next episode.
Possibly, because he's not a very good singer.
Right.
If it's someone other than him, I'm going to be disappointed because I really liked my guess with that.
I'm totally on board with that guess. I think it's totally correct.
Okay.
All right. Thanks everybody for joining us this week on the Masked Singer recap. comment suggestions for the show, send them over to Ray. Click on the Amazon banner, sign up for Patreon. You know all the spiel. That's all we got for this week. I'm happy to be back. Goodbye for now. And remember, kids, here's the question. Can he get beyond eternity? See you next week.
Bye, friends.
Good night.
So should we get rid of shows that none of us have seen? Like, are there shows out here that none of the three of us, none of them has seen them?
So if you have the file pulled up.
Because there are many shows in here that I have never seen.
Probably. So I immediately took out a few that were just not really sitcoms at all. Even though they're in the list of the best sitcoms.
Yeah, I'm okay with those ones on the right not being in.
Okay. Then the ones that are in column B are the ones that I struck out because I've never seen them. I don't know anything about them.
Ooh, Pushing Daisies. That was a good show. You never saw that, huh? I should loan that to you. I have that on Blu-ray.
No.
Really good show.
If you want to put that back in, I'm fine with that. I just don't know anything about it.
Well, if Ian's never seen it either, then I thoroughly enjoyed that show. I thought it was great. You ever seen Too Close for Comfort with Cosmic Cow?
I don't know that show.
Huh.
I don't know what you meant by Cosmic Cow, so...
The character on Too Close for Comfort, he was a cartoonist, and his famous cartoon was called Cosmic Cow.
Oh, Ted Knight.
Yeah.
I definitely have seen that show, so... But again, we need to get it down to 64.
Yeah, let's go start the top. Ian, you got a file? You get close?
I'm getting there.
Okay.
Moving slow. All right. I have a file.
Ian. Okay. I know nothing of Third Rock from the Sun.
I've never seen it, but I hear it's popular.
Yeah, I have seen bits of it, but I've never actually sat through an episode.
Same.
All right, I'm going to move it over here.
All right, I know, again, nothing. I agree with you. According to Jim, never seen it.
Yep. That gets the food.
I want to shift these up.
Now, I'm sure to Ian's consternation, I have never seen Always Sunny.
Hmm.
I have only seen YouTube clips, but I think we should leave it in.
I'm not a regular watcher, but I've seen at least 3 episodes, and they've all been gold. I don't know why that doesn't motivate me to watch more episodes, but it does.
I hear it's real good. I've just just never caught it.
Benson? That show. Get that out of here.
Yeah, I would also throw that out. That show was not all that good. It might as well be have Punky Brewster on this list.
I think it is.
Big Bang is a hot mess.
No, Big Bang is super popular.
Yeah. Doesn't mean it's good.
No, well, it doesn't. It doesn't mean I enjoy it, but I don't know if it's good or not.
Ugh.
I just think it's a...
I'm not sure anyone except me even remembers BJ and the Bear.
No, that can go.
Yeah.
I'm with you. Ray, are you a BJ and the Bear supporter?
I definitely do remember it, but it can also go.
Oh, Buzz and Buddies. That was a good show.
Is that the Tom Hanks?
Yes.
Disguised as Women?
With Hildy and... Yeah, they were Hildy and...
Yeah, that was okay.
Yeah, that was a good show.
I've seen several.
Let's not get into the weeds.
9-9 is great.
Yep. Charles in Charge is fine.
Charles in Charge is...
It's a maybe, but it's solid.
Yeah. So, Cheers, obviously, is amazing.
Community, yes. Cosby Show, yes.
Enthusiasm is good. Fine. Designing Women, never seen
Women. Yeah, kill that. It's going to be low on the list. I already hate...
Before we get too far, I also, on the column B, if there's anything, Bill Engvall Show?
No.
If I
see anything over there that needs to come back, like I didn't hate Empty Nest, but that's because I was a huge fan of the Golden Girls, so I would just watch Empty Nest after it.
I have no idea what it is.
No, it was a spinoff of the Golden Girls.
All right.
I was going to say, I don't have any idea what that is either. I'm not a Raymond fan, but you know it was popular.
Yeah, that's a huge show. Leave that on there. Family Matters, sure. Ties is good. Frasier, yes.
Is Family Matters the Urkel show?
Yeah.
Okay. Yep. Frasier, Friends, Full House.
Full House.
It's the theme to Gary show. The theme to Gary show.
Yeah.
Gave Break was a good show.
Yeah.
Golden Girls. Hated it.
Solid gold.
Crying Pains is good. Happy Days is good. Yep. Good.
Head of the Class.
That's a good show. Just 10 of Us never saw it.
Just the 10 of Us. Wasn't that the one with the Lubbock Babes?
I don't know.
That's a maybe. Boy, those are all... Head of the Class, is that the one with Mike Tyson's wife and a couple other people?
Yeah, the fat guy who went on to be a producer at Nickelodeon who was then molesting the actresses.
I'm striking out that one.
What, Head of the Class?
No, Just the 10
just
of Us.
Just the 10 of Us. I think I like that, but I'm okay with that.
Kate and Allie. King of Queens, whatever.
Yeah.
Laverne Shirley's good
for
stuff.
Sure.
Mad About You, never saw it. Malcolm was a good show. No, not to be confused with the garbage ripoff version that is on TV now. Children, Modern Family, don't watch it, but I hear it's popular.
Yeah.
Moonlighting, I wouldn't consider a comedy, a sitcom.
No,
that's a dramedy.
Yeah.
No one watched Mr. Belvedere.
I love Mr. Belvedere.
Get out of here, town.
And they honeymooned in Altoona.
Again, move on.
Okay.
Murphy Brown is not a sitcom.
It wasn't?
I would also say that's a dramedy.
Just Shoot Me. Wait, haven't I seen many episodes of that? How'd that make it over to column B?
That's the one with, what's his name, right?
David Spade?
Yeah, is that David Spade?
Yeah, it's David Spade.
Yeah, that was good. I would move Murphy Brown and bring back Just Shoot Me.
Yeah, I totally would too. My Name is Earl was classic.
My Sister Sam's Gone. I don't even know what that is.
I don't have any idea what that is. My Two Dads was awful.
Wait, what? The one that you don't know.
What is it? My Sister Sam? Yes.
Yeah, we don't know what that is.
I have no idea what that is.
My Two Dads. I don't think that holds up, but I watched a lot of episodes.
Yeah, I did too, and I don't think it was any good, but boy, I watched it all.
Yeah, let's see that.
So Northern Exposure, is that not?
Yeah, Northern Exposure is a thumb up for me.
Okay. Can we root for the English version of The Office?
No.
Oh.
One Day at a Time.
I don't know if it holds up, but I love me some Schneider.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll keep that. Parks and Rec, yeah. Perfect Strangers, yeah.
There's not your Punky Brewster.
Yeah, that show's garbage.
Yeah, but it's still, I would say to keep it and rate it. 9-1, yeah, looks good.
Battle Scrubs.
Small Wonder, how'd that make the list?
That's the one the little girl's a robot, right?
Yeah, it is.
I loved that show. It was the bomb.
So did I. Soap, I don't know what that is.
It's
and
soap.
Square Pegs.
What?
I don't know Soap or Square Pegs. Someone tell me.
Soap is a groundbreaking comedy.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll keep it. I've never heard of it.
Square Pegs, I don't know anything about. Wasn't that Canadian?
Give it the boot.
I don't know if it was Canadian, but I saw it a bunch.
Thanks for the joke, Samurai. That's amazing. These are the Tates. These are the Campbells. Taxi, that's good stuff. Seventy show,
good place.
Good place.
Yeah. Two and a half. Yep.
I loved Pushing Daisies.
I know, but I've never seen it. And I don't think Ray's
so
ever
good.
Seen it.
Never seen it.
I did not enjoy.
Well,
Webster. Right, ugh. What's happening? Is that Dynamite?
Yeah.
Now, isn't that Good Times?
Oh.
Oh, that
what's
is
happening
Good Times.
Is the what's her name? Mm-mm. Large Lady.
Nell Carter? No.
No. Nell Carter was in the show where she was like the nanny to the White family. What was that show? Give me a break. That was Give Me a Break.
I vaguely remember
what's happening, but really not
give,
really.
Yeah, give it the nudge. He's the boss, Will and Grace, Wings, Wonder Years, Workaholics,
the boss.
All good.
I don't know what a Workaholics is.
Workaholics is the guy who plays Marvel Puzzle Quest combined with Adam Devine, combined with some other dude. They do stuff, and it's pretty funny. They smoke a lot of pot. They go to gatherings of juggalos.
Was that like a Showtime show or HBO or something?
Comedy Central.
Oh, yeah, I don't know anything about it.
Yep. It's solid. It's not great, but it's solid.
We're five over.
All right. Well, what about these ones over here? Why did they get? Yeah, A-Team's definitely not a sitcom.
Well, these are These are not sitcoms.
Oh, okay, that's why they got put in that column. Okay.
Skit shows cannot be sitcoms.
But we're 7 minutes over. Let's start the show and get back to this.
We need to strike five more somehow, though. We'll have to decide that.
We will. After the show, we'll come back through for a final parsing.